Rupture avec Ziad Naoufal sur 96.2 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et à toutes, 20h passées de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban, 96.2 FM. Nous sommes prêts, tous les suspects usuels sont là, Fadi Tabal à la technique, Raed Yassine, Pat Konka et bien sûr notre photographe attitré, Tania Traboulsi. Nous accueillons ce soir dans les studios de Radio Liban, 96.2 FM, dans le cadre de Rupture, le duo Praed, un duo qui va lancer son troisième album ce jeudi le 16 juin 2011 à Masrah Beyrouth. On va donc parler à ces deux messieurs-là, retracer leur parcours, écouter leur musique et surtout les écouter en live dans ce studio. Voici Praed avec le morceau de Suspect Song. C'était le morceau The Suspect, tiré du troisième album de Praed. L'album s'appelle Made in Japan. Il va sortir ce jeudi, le jeudi 16 juin 2011, lors d'un concert de lancement qui va avoir lieu au théâtre de Beyrouth, à Einlem Reise, à partir de 20h30. Praed vont jouer, les Scrambled Eggs vont jouer, Sharif Sahnaoui et Mazen Kerbaj aussi. Bref, ça va être une grande célébration musicale, célébration de jazz, de free jazz, d'électronique, de rock, un gai mélange de styles pour la sortie de ce CD Made in Japan pour le label libanais Annihaya. Nous accueillons ce soir dans les studios de Radio Liban Raed Yassine d'un côté, un musicien libanais qui travaille dans le monde de l'expérimentation depuis un bon bout de temps, un monsieur qui est aussi artiste visuel, qui fait des vidéos, qui a exposé l'année passée dans le cadre de Ashkal Anwan Homeworks, qui a été exposé à Sharjah dans la nouvelle biennale, qui apparemment a des problèmes avec son casque, il faut monter le petit volume. Nous accueillons de l'autre côté dans cette émission le clarinettiste et bassiste suisse Pat Konka. Ces deux messieurs-là ont tous les deux été dans cette émission. On a fait des émissions avec eux deux séparément. C'est la première fois qu'on les accueille ensemble. Pat Konka est aussi un musicien qui vient du monde de l'expérimentation et du free jazz. Un monsieur qui a enregistré avec des gens comme Axel Derner, Sabina Meyer, Hans Koch et beaucoup d'autres, le groupe Bushwack, qui est au Liban depuis la moitié des années 2000, qui va et qui vient, qui joue dans Ertijal, qui joue avec le groupe de free jazz Anarchy TV, bref, deux dignitaires de la scène free jazz expérimentale libanaise. Hello Raed and hello Pad.
Hello Ziad.
We're going to switch to the English language to make the proceedings of this radio program easier for the two of you and for everyone concerned. It's a pleasure to have you with us in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight. It's especially a pleasure to be holding the new Praed album, which is a beautiful album, a mixture of different genres, of different styles, beautifully recorded, beautifully done. We will be speaking about this album later tonight. We just heard a track from it called The Suspect. Before we go on and talk about Made in Japan, I would like you to tell us how you came to collaborate and to work together. How did Praed start as a musical collaboration?
Would you like to start, Mr. Sam?
No, please. Right.
Okay, we started in year 2006. Pat Konka was invited to Ertijal Festival, that I am one of the organizers of this festival that happens in Beirut. And then, actually, the band name started as a joke. The joke was a friend of us called Mazen Kerbaj told us that you should make a band and call it Praed, because both of you play bass. And we started this project. First concert was in Bern, in Switzerland. We did the first the first concert in Bern. The collaboration was going good, and actually it wasn't a bass duo. It was a multi-instrumental duo.
Yes, yes. Because and you forgot the joke. In fact, it's like a big because of our funny names.
Because our funny names. So my name is Raed, and his name is
Pad,
which yeah. Written like my name also, Paed. So it was first a joke, and then we took it really seriously, and we said, okay, we have to do this band. Since 2006 till now, I think we did more than 200 concerts.
Yeah, I guess so.
As the duo Praed.
And I also think that what started, not necessarily as a joke, but what started with a humorous element was retained in the music, because there's a lot of humor in your music. There's a lot of seriousness as well, but the humorous element, the playful element, the playfulness is also present in the music. Am I wrong? Do you approach this duo as an attempt to fuse different genres in a humorous and playful style?
It can be. I don't know about... it's more maybe in the first album that we did, The Muslim Man. After doing this very short pieces, which has a lot of humor, we were going to listen to some of them, actually, mm-hmm. in some minutes. And it's not kind of style, but it just happened like this. Maybe second one has a little bit of humor, but it's more focused on, it has one theme, which is more, most of the pieces are film music from Egypt.
Let's listen to some tracks from this first album, if you like, Raed.
Yes, we'll listen to the first 10 tracks, which is all of them are around 5 minutes or less.
They're short tracks, basically.
And they're very short tracks and can be an example for the early days of collaboration with band.
Yes.
So this is an album called The Muesli Man that you've released through a Portuguese label, I think?
That's right.
Okay. Creative Sources Recordings, a label that has also featured albums by Mazen Kerbaj and Sharif Sahnawi, two other free jazz improv musicians from Beirut, who will be joining you on stage this Thursday for the release of the new Praed album. So let's listen to several bits from the Muesli Man, and I'll be back with you in a few moments.
Thank you.
We just listened to the first 12 tracks from the album The Muesli Man by the duo Praed, an album that was recorded in Lebanon, in Belluni, in April 2007 with Pat Konka and Raed Yassin. The album mixes between, apparently, excerpts from film soundtracks. There's also some live playing. I just heard some scratching. Do you consider yourselves as sound collagists? Do you consider yourself as... as cover artist, how do you envisage this band? What do you call yourselves when you set out to make a Praed album? What do you look for? Yeah, we never said this interview was going to be easy.
No, it's okay. Actually,
sure.
But
it's a trick question.
No, it's okay. It's we don't plan. We don't say that okay, this album is going to sound like this, so we do it. No, and also we don't consider ourselves sound collagist.
No.
But we use this technique. Actually, in the first album was very obvious which we going to play another piece from it.
I was mentioning sound collages because we heard a series of very shorter tracks, very different in styles.
Yes, that's right.
At times it sounds as if... it reminded me of those albums we used to get in the early 80s where you'd have like The Sound of Rain and then The Sound of Sun and Thunder, those, you know, special effects albums. But this is not the case here. It's as if it has the same structure, but it's going in a different direction.
Yeah, but actually it's... we plan to have a technique in the first album which we perform... When we perform live, it sounds like it is edited. So editing is a very important thing for us. And we do it live to sound like as it is done in the studio with all very hard cuts and new sounds, surprising sounds in the same piece and all this, which is not really very clear this technique in the second album. In the second album, actually, we recorded the second album, the third album, in more like how do you record pop record techniques.
We did it
all overdub, and the first album we did it live, like it was more planned what we want to do, and we played everything in the second second album, third album, the new album. I mix always between second and third, because we have our second release was a collaboration with a Japanese guitar player called Takumi Sino, and it's a double album. That's why I'm mixing, but this is the second album for Praed only. Just and it's more one. Like a concept album that mostly, let's say, our albums are more conceptual, and it has, it's every album has its own concept, but it depends on how we do it and where we do it. It doesn't have to look like the other album, so that's the good thing.
So if we look back chronologically, you two met in 2006. You played for the first time in Bern, in Switzerland. As I recall, you recorded the soundtrack for a video by a Lebanese filmmaker called Rami Sabar. This was the first time I had heard of Praed, because I wasn't able to see your concert in either in Bern or in Beirut. I heard your music on this soundtrack. Later on, you released this first album, The Muesli Man. And after The Muesli Man, and before this week when you're releasing your second studio album, which is called Made in Japan, what happened? Tell us a bit about the chronology and the history of the band in those 3-4 years.
Yeah, the funny thing was actually the film music we recorded at the same moment, like the first Praed album, The Muesli Man. that was the same days in the studio. And then we released the Muesli Man, and then we started to play really a lot in Europe. Then we went the first time to Japan, played again in Europe, and when we went the first time to Japan, we did this collaboration with this Japanese Takumi Sino, this guitar player, and that's a live double CD, in fact, we did there, who got brought out on a Japanese label. And we did an awful lot of collaborations, in fact, in Japan the first time already, and then a year later we went back for like 30 concerts, 1 month tour non-stop. We did also like a lot of collaborations, and there is in fact probably three recordings waiting somehow, who gonna come out on one day. But now the third album we created on this 1 month tour in Japan, in fact. We composed it there in the train and talking. And
that's why it's called Made in Japan. Yes. So the whole composition, this time it's not like the first album. It's more, all of it is composed. Music based on
improvisations on the road, ideas developed on the road.
Exactly, but it's more like cover songs in a way, because most the suspect actually that we heard already, it is taken from an Egyptian film done in the 80s called The Suspect, in Arabic Al-Mashbuh. It's a film by Adel Imam, a very famous actor from Egypt. And we did the main theme of The Suspect, actually. This is how it sounds, but of course we did it so in our way. But the thing is that we composed the whole album on the road, actually.
In Japan.
In Japan. Yes. And every day we were trying a new piece and see how it works with the audience. And some pieces we didn't work on them, they're not included. And then when we play the album, we play it all in as one piece, like we play it non-stop usually.
So the second album is conceived, the second studio album, sorry, is conceived in the same manner as the first one. It's a pre-edited suite of ideas and musical concepts that you've built in a certain manner and that you reproduced live in the same exact manner, correct?
The whole piece, but not the pieces by itself, you know. Each piece has a character and it's not performed more. No, this has like multi layers, more than, it doesn't look like it's heavily edited on stage. So that's a bit different from the first one. But also, we forgot to say about that we have three video pieces also that we work on. And we toured Japan with two video pieces, and in 2009.
How are the video pieces related or connected to the music?
We did actually first the first piece we did. It's called Meeting the President, and it's a kind of not collage, but in a way, it's a film video piece based on 80s VHS tapes that I found in closed place, and all I took mostly with the stereotypes of what was going on in Egyptian cinema in relation to violence and machismo and drugs, actually, and women in prison. That was like kind of themes were very famous in the 80s that brought to Egyptian cinema, and I made kind of a video piece with this for, it's 35 minutes, and then we made soundtrack for that, and we perform it live. Second one we did was The Missing Episode, and actually we did one small one called Mabruk, and mostly we want to do that for a foreigner audience.
Yes.
And for the Japanese audience, we did a piece called The Missing Episode, which was a 30-minute episode of Grandizer that we edit ourselves. And it was a mixture of a period during Grandizer, because there is a missing episode in Arabic, so we recreated it.
Yes.
There is 74 in Arabic and 75 in Japanese. So we were wondering why there's no, where is this episode? So we decided to do it and throw it back to the Japanese people, which find it very weird to see Grandizer again, because they consider this history. It's very, yeah, very old, and yes, not only very few people know it.
It's the prehistory of anime and yes, mangas.
That's yes, right.
So yeah, Raed, what you're saying is that Praed is also very active in the field of soundtracking, but what you soundtrack is video pieces and video montages that you build yourselves.
That's right.
And some of the music that you soundtrack, some of the music that you create for these video montages and video pieces eventually finds its way onto the Praed albums. Or not?
Actually not.
So not far, no.
The video pieces are
standalones, basically.
Yeah, standalone. It's just we deal with every work, with every new work, as a piece by itself, and we wanted to have it as much independent and much. As once somebody introduced us, a friend of ours in a concert in Beirut in November, he said, "A Praed project always surprised me because every time they do a totally different approach and project. It's totally different from what was before. Also, the new album, which is called Made in Japan, is totally different from what we do usually, and now we are in this mood."
Yeah.
I suggest that we listen to a piece from the second album, the second studio album, Made in Japan, which is coming out. I remind our listeners on Thursday, 16th of June, 8:30 p.m. at Masrah Beirut. There will be a concert by you. There will be a concert by Scrambled Eggs and Friends. And let's listen to a piece called Hamada and Tutu. Any words about this piece, or shall I just...
It's actually, it's also the main theme. It is the theme of a very famous film of by Al-Imam and Lubluba. And it's called The Gang of Hamada and Tutu. Isabat Hamada and Tutu. Maybe people who, in my age, could watch it. And this theme, you hear it mostly when they were stealing and bluffing people. So it's more like this. It's also, we did it our own way. So let's listen to it.